seen, more to do than can ever be done.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Simba.
What is Simba?
Oh, that's Simba.
What's Simba?
What do you think Simba is? The Lion King.
Simba is like Synergy.
Circle of Life by Carmen Twiley and Lebo M from The Lion King.
Carmen Twiley?
Carmen
Sounds
Twiley.
Like a copy, Simba.
Yeah, Eric, I mean, is that a name, really? Carmen Twiley?
Carmen, I don't know about Twiley.
Mufasa. Yeah,
never heard of that.
How about Mufasa?
So, and then we have Eric Reinhardt behind the glass. You know, Greg is here, too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, I don't know where he is, though.
Oh, well, he'll find his way.
That's
in.
How I got here, and then I was going to introduce him, but I don't see him. It's an empty chair.
You know how you guys carpooled here, though, didn't you?
We carpooled like good people.
Like good people, because today we're celebrating Earth Day here on KPHX 1480 Breakthrough Entertainment. Happy Earth Day!
Oh, yeah.
Earth Day, Greg.
It's Earth Day and Good Citizen
Well,
Day
it's,
or
it's
something.
Earth Day on, I think, Wednesday, right? The 22nd.
Well, what's a Good Citizen Day?
Yeah. What Good Citizen Day?
Huh? Yeah, I saw that on MSNBC today.
Happy Earth Day, Greg. Oh, careful. You all right? Yeah?
Happy Mars Day to you, too, Joseph.
Okay. Well, today is Breakthrough Entertainment's Earth Day special. We're celebrating the Earth today.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Of course, that movie Monkey Kingdom came out. We're going to be reviewing that.
I didn't see it, but yeah, looking forward to hearing about a film that I have no idea about.
But you
but
know,
I guess
it's
about
a nature
Earth
documentary.
Day now.
It's okay. A nature documentary.
Hey, those are pretty good.
It's about monkeys.
It's about monkeys. Yeah.
Yeah, monkeys.
Dave saw it. I saw it. Trisha saw it. Of course, also we have on environmental activist / filmmaker Veronica Gray. She's made a few documentaries. One about sharks.
She's a surf lady.
She is the surf lady. You've seen her on the Today Show.
I have seen her.
Shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I even saw all the other models modeling new swimwear.
Yeah.
What, your phone's ringing?
No, that was a duck quack.
Oh, you have a duck quack?
Yeah, on my phone.
Is that your duck calling?
Yeah, it was.
For new listeners, he has a duck, and he actually calls Joseph on there.
He does.
Is it me, or is your phone getting smaller every time I see it?
It's getting smaller. It's the same
phone. Oh, you must be getting older then, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no. Don't go out in the cold.
But yeah, that was frozen. He was saying, I'm tuned in. I'm ready. I'm listening. He says, Earth Day, quack, quack, quack.
We quack him up.
Does he call you on the way back from the shows and just say, hey, Dad, would you bring me, like, some corn or
some
something
corn, yeah,
like that?
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of corn, I did call Bobby. Bobby, don't call right now. We'll have time later in the later in the show if you want to call. We've got to start the show right now, though. But I did call Bobby. I know that for the past few weeks she's been asking me to call, and I hadn't done that. But I called her yesterday. I think she's busy with that film festival out at ASU West.
She's sexually frustrated.
Careful.
Is she really doing a film festival?
There is a festival. Yeah,
doing it.
I don't know. I was trying to look up information about it. That's why I tried to get a hold of her. But she also is holding hostage some gourmet grain for Frozen, apparently.
Frozen's a step grandmama.
But I did want to, you know, clarify. I did call. I did, you know, if a fan of Breakthrough Entertainment calls into the show and wants, you know, a personal call from Joseph,
it will only be Joseph that calls.
Yes, yeah, we're not no one else participates in that. But I do treat all of our fans with respect.
The duck eats grain.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't eat. He eats corn.
That's a grain, isn't it?
I guess. Is that a grain?
Well, no, not when it's popped.
No, gluten-free. Gluten-free. What?
Yes, the duck is gluten-free. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Oh, then we can eat it.
Is that your train calling you? If Frozen's calling me with my duck quack, he must have a train.
Well, if he's a healthy duck, yeah, we can munch on this. But Eric,
very lean.
Yeah, actually.
It's Earth Day, and you're talking about eating my duck?
Well, if Eric, or if not
Don't
Eric.
We always?
If
it's not always Earth Day.
If Joseph ever shows up missing, we now know what happened to him. So
what?
Bobby would be the main culprit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Last person to see him.
Yeah. Well, she does have my phone number now. So.
Duck,
you did call her?
Yeah, I did call her. Yeah, you know what? I'm not like some of the other people who I've tried to get in touch with over the years, you know, the reporters and film critics and stuff like that, who just, like, I don't care. I mean, I respond.
You care.
I even respond when I get nasty emails, people telling me, you know, you're a moron because you like Chappie, and then I hope that you die. I respond. Say, well, thank you very much for your, you know, the feedback.
Come
I
on,
really
dude,
appreciate
there's,
it.
There's not one person that's emailed you saying, I hope you die.
Yes.
I have the emails to prove it.
Really? You get you
No,
get,
I'm kidding.
I've gotten
emails.
Oh, Dave wrote them.
I don't write them.
Remember, okay, so Chappie, apparently that upset people. I got emails a couple of weeks ago about Chappie, and then back for Saving Christmas.
I don't
the
blame
Campbell
them
movie.
For that, sorry.
I got emails, people wanting to kill me for that, and then Lincoln people were actually threatening me.
Were they actually death threats, or were they just saying they hope you die?
They just hoped I died.
Okay.
Yeah. So they weren't actually death threats. People, I think, were threatening me for Lincoln, but, you know.
But some of the dates you go on, they say that at them.
Yeah,
too.
They do. You know what? You like jokes, right?
Or they didn't say they hope you die. They go, what happened? Did you die? That's what they say, right, Eric?
No, right.
That's what I say to them.
What?
Because they don't show up.
It works differently.
Yeah. You know what? Did you see the Star Wars
yes.
trailer? Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, yeah. Were you impressed?
I don't know.
I'm not much of a Star Wars guy.
I hate Star Wars, to be honest with you.
The first one
I liked when I was, you know, younger, when it first came out back in, what year was that, 76?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
And every other movie after that was horrible.
I like Return. I'm not big on it either. I did like Return of the Jedi because Princess Leia's bikini, whatever that thing was, looked great.
Have you seen her lately?
Well, not anymore, yeah. But the Sir? Little Ewoks, those guys were adorable. One of them, of
awful.
Course, was Warwick Davis,
was
Mr. Leprechaun.
Wow. Well, you know what? I bring that up because
Ewoks, you could see through their plastic eyes.
I've got a question for you, Eric.
Okay.
What did Obi-Wan Kenobi say to the tree? May the forest be with you.
Hey,
I got a couple more. I got a couple more.
Oh, are all they right. as good as that one?
Yeah. Okay, how do trees get on the internet?
Just tell me.
They log in.
Oh,
hey,
man.
That was okay.
Oh.
All right. You know, I got two more. Well, what did the tree wear to the pool party?
Trunks.
Yes, swimming trunks. Oh, that's
good,
pretty good.
Eric.
Ooh, nice, Eric.
Hey,
Eric
that
gets
was
point.
Really good.
Ooh, we'll start playing a game. Eric gets the first point.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, final one here. What kind of plants grow in your hand?
M&Ms.
What?
Palms. What
yes. Oh, are you looking these up?
No, I'm not.
Well,
I'm
well
just,
that was a palm
those
tree,
two,
yes.
Last two were obvious.
Yeah.
Eric just has common sense.
There was also one I didn't write down, but, you know, the KPHX listeners might like it. It was something like, what are the Republicans going to do about global warming?
Yeah, that's what they're going to yeah. do.
Well,
yeah.
they're gonna change Fahrenheit to Celsius.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
I did see the trailer. Even though I'm not a Star Wars guy either, I'm kind of looking forward to it because everyone's
it.
Excited. Mm. And I also saw the trailer for Batman vs. Superman. Maybe we'll talk about that later if
I
we have time.
Maybe. I haven't watched it. I saw that it was released, but I didn't see it yet.
It's pretty good.
Batman versus Superman? I mean, do they hate each other?
Well, I think it's a court case.
Oh. Court case.
Yeah, fighting over Lois Lane.
One of them suing the other in a civil lawsuit.
Yeah. You know.
They're suing over who came up with the cape first.
Right. Oh. Superman is upset with Batman.
I thought it was the codpiece.
Yeah.
Oh, the codpiece, too.
Yeah.
No, the rights to Robin. I thought it was custody issues.
Yeah, well, you got Robin.
Right?
Okay, now that's a little weird.
Right, isn't it?
What?
You're the expert in Batman.
Where are we?
No.
No. Well, Batman's you know, he talks very, very deep.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Batman. Great.
Yeah.
All right, good. Now, does one last question I was going to ask about 5 minutes ago. Does Frozen know his mommy? Do you allow custody visitation type
no,
entry?
No,
you
of don't? Course not. No.
Oh.
No.
I will say this.
I will say this. You know, we had that contest where we didn't have the contest. I was asking everyone to vote for Frozen.
Yeah, I remember that.
And remember, he got third place.
That's good.
Oh.
And so he is getting an article about him.
Oh,
he doesn't get a cover, but he is. I got a little questionnaire. I filled out some information about I got him.
No cover charts.
Let's move on to something else that we're excited about. We've got so many guests today. Of course, I mentioned our environmental activist / filmmaker, but we also have on singing impressionist Bob Anderson. He's going to be out at the Palazzo in Las Vegas, And we're going to help our listeners get there as well. So stay tuned during this show. We've got a couple of tickets to the show, as well as hotel stay at the Venetian, valid through the end of June. So you're going to want to make sure that you stay.
End of June?
Yeah, valid through the end of June.
I thought he was only playing through April.
I thought so as well. We're going to have to clarify his show. You know, maybe he's going to move the show. Maybe he's going to do a different show. He's a singing impressionist. It's not just Frank Sinatra, by the way.
He looks like Frank Sinatra.
Well, there, he has some help there.
Yeah, 3 hours worth.
So we're giving that away today.
Yes, yes. Oh. We'll have to. We'll, you'll have time, so we'll have to get some. You can put it on Facebook.
To let people know.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Well,
that's a big prize.
It was a last minute
That's
thing.
That's okay.
Yeah. Right. Also, if you go to Facebook, we're giving away some tickets to see Little Boy. It's an advanced screening of a movie that's going to be in theaters next week. It's a war drama about. It's kind of like a father and son story. It's
they go to war together.
Well, no. Well, the father comes home. You know what? I'm not going to spoil it. But we have one of our Facebook fans that actually said that they heard that it's an excellent movie, didn't they?
Very
yeah,
good.
It's on our Facebook. Someone heard about it. And so we're going to be. Yeah, we're going to have a caller in about 5 minutes. So if they want to hold on for just a moment, The word of the week today, we're going to reveal that a little bit later on in the show. You're going to use that to go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, then it'll give you the instructions on our Facebook page on where you can enter to win tickets for VIP tickets before anyone else could see the movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I apologize. I'm going to go back to the Vegas.
Yes.
I know you'll say more later,
yeah,
but
I'll tell
as
you
we
during
push
the break,
it out
we'll
there.
Clarify,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Then we'll
I'll
talk
tell you
about
during
that.
The break.
I do want to say I am upset with you with one thing. I did see Furious 7 last weekend. It's a breakthrough. I loved it.
Really?
And you loved it as well.
Well, we'll talk.
We should have talked about it more last week.
Well, we'll talk about it more this
week. Were you here?
He wasn't here.
Oh, wait. No, 2 weeks ago then.
Two weeks
I was here when you first
Oh, yeah, you
it.
Were. That was 2 weeks ago. You're right.
It was
well,
2 weeks.
Well, there is time to
Who's
talk about more about
call
it.
Who's the caller calling in 5 minutes?
It's going to... Oh, not,
yeah, I don't
not
have
5 minutes.
I don't have anything on the list
I'm
in
sorry.
5 minutes.
But did you tell them 5 minutes?
No, they hung up.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, maybe they
we
just
will have a caller in helping review the... Trisha will call in on the Monkey movie.
Right, right. Which what we're going to do in just a moment. But in addition to Monkey Kingdom, it's not just the Monkey movie, it's Monkey Kingdom.
I like Monkey movie.
Well, we had our Monkey show
last
year.
Have you heard
year,
that Monkey show. Ape show. Around like Monkey Business?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Pretty much what we do every Saturday.
No, and what does it mean to you, Eric? Monkey Business.
Well, it's something like, you know, when you get together with your girlfriend and
That's
you make out.
That's what I thought, right? I thought that, too. Okay, wow. Next.
Well, Alex of Venice will also be reviewing that and Monsters Dark Continent.
I've never even heard of these films. What are they?
Monsters Dark Continent is a sequel to a very big movie that launched the career of the director of Godzilla.
The last Godzilla, Gareth Edwards. That was like a thumbs down for me. Ever hear that? Godzilla? Was it the last one?
No, I've never heard of the last Godzilla that came out that was promoted everywhere, talked about on the show, and starred Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay,
true.
That one. All right.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. And then Beyond the Reach, starring Michael Douglas, and The Squeeze, starring Christopher McDonald. Speaking of Christopher McDonald,
love him.
He's going to be on the show in our third hour. You're not going to want to miss
that. He's very good, by the way.
Yes, yes, he
is. He's a very good actor.
Yeah, yeah. He was, of course, in Happy Gilmore.
He's on everything.
Yes.
I know, he's in a lot.
He's been around.
And I ran into him at a hotel here. One.
And what happened?
Nothing. I just said hi.
Oh. What was he doing?
He was at the pool.
Just swimming?
Like I was.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Hey, yeah. what pool can we meet Eric Reinert at?
Is it
my backyard.
Oh, he was at your pool?
No, he was at a hotel, I just said.
Oh. Yeah, hotel.
Oh, you live at a hotel?
Was it the Point?
I live in a hotel.
The Point at Tapoteo, maybe?
No.
Oh.
It was on Scottsdale Boulevard. I don't remember.
Oh, the Princess or something.
No, it wasn't that
don't
far
call
north.
Me that
no.
Did he have a six-pack?
No, he definitely did not have a six-pack.
Yeah, he did. He was drinking. Come on. Sir. He was drinking.
Well, we've got a great show. So again, stay tuned for the next 3 hours here on KPHX 1480 AM. We're celebrating Earth Day on Breakthrough Entertainment. So, you know, stay tuned. But you know what? We played Lion King coming into the show. But, you know, Disney has another very environmentally themed movie. Of course, Pocahontas.
I was just watching this yesterday afternoon.
You were? What a coincidence.
I was at Paradise Valley Mall.
Yeah.
And I went up to Mug's Coffee. Free plug there. And there was a probably about a 20-year-old girl sitting there watching Pocahontas behind the counter.
Really?
And I was wondering why she was watching Pocahontas. So naturally, I watched along with her.
And
that's
how was
wonderful.
It? Was it good?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Shannon dressed up as Pocahontas for Halloween.
Oh, I bet that she would have looked
good
when
I first
like
met
that.
Her. Yeah, she was dressed up as Pocahontas. You know, so yeah, people, you know, Pocahontas is sexy, right? Did you think Pocahontas was sexy?
Well, the cartoon.
The cartoon? No, Joseph, I'm not like you. I don't get turned on by cartoons.
Yeah, okay, not cartoons.
Not Ariel.
It is Global Citizen 2015 Earth Day. Global Citizen.
Yes. Yeah. I tried to get Earth Day on the show and also...
And Mother Earth wouldn't call in?
No, Mother Earth wouldn't call in.
Was she sleeping?
No, I know. She said it's her day off.
Oh, she was hanging out.
For her. It's a
holiday. She was hanging out with Father Time.
Yes, exactly. So let's play a little bit of Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas. Judy Kuhn, Ezekiel's singing voice of Pocahontas.
Pocahontas here live, 1480 AM, KPHX.
The Earth is not just a dead thing you can claim, Dave.
It's
no,
flat.
You can. It's a living organism that is here
it
to help
life.
Us.
It has a spirit. It has
it's
a
like
name.
A
it has a consciousciousness. Yes, it does. A higher level consciousness. I agree with you.
Who is the voice of the raccoon?
The raccoon is Hillary Clinton.
It was a trick question.
Was it a, oh. Yeah, I was going to say, that would have made the cartoon even weirder.
Yeah, it would be weird.
I think
it's Chris Christie.
Eric was on some medication while he was watching Pocahontas.
I don't think he was eating a salad.
It was called coffee.
What non-Jew was the voice of John Smith?
What?
Mel Gibson.
Oh,
okay, good day.
Yeah, that's true. All right, and we'll be right back.
Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?